Challenger Keith Fair defeated incumbent Jeff Coe by 3 votes in a common council election in Racine this month, but Coe says 14 of Fair's votes should be thrown out because they came from homeless people who are part of a city shelter program that rotates where the homeless stay. Coe's attorney, John Belogic, says the 14 did not live enough days in his client's district.
Homeless people certainly have a right to vote, and we're not contesting that one bit. But we are contesting their right to pick and choose among the 7 different voting districts in the manner that is happening, because the Wisconsin statutes still require a 10-day residency requirement at a particular location.
Belogic also argues that the law says temporary stays at a site don't count towards residency. The homeless voters in Racine did have letters from the director of the shelter where they spent the night before the election. Michael Mastelman, an attorney who's been representing Alderman-elect Fair, told the State Elections Board last week that the homeless should not face additional barriers to voting.
Courts around the country, federal courts, state courts, have ruled where there are roadblocks and hurdles that are put up for individuals, including homeless people, military personnel, and students, unless the state has a very good reason why they need to do this. And even when they have tried to put up a good reason why, the courts have stricken those down.
The Racine dispute is not directly tied to the voter ID controversy at the state capitol. But an elections board member who opposes the photo ID plan got the ball rolling on the board reconfirming its support for its homeless voter policy. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.